In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Control Z. Control Z is wonderful. How many of you know what Control Z or Command Z does? Some of you. I asked Olivia Pern the other day if she knew what Control Z is, and she said she learned about it a few weeks ago, and it changed her life. What is this life-changing tool? Control Z is the keystroke shortcut for the undo command on the computer. Control Z takes away your mistakes. For those who prefer, there's also an undo button you can click. I'm working on my computer and I make a mistake, I just hit undo and boom, mistake gone. How wonderful would it be to have an undo button in life? For those times when in anger or haste you said or did something hurtful that immediately you wanted to undo. Have you ever had a big tangled, snarled mess of fishing line or string or an extension cord? And it takes patience and perseverance, neither of my strong suits, to methodically work your way through the mess and get it untangled. What happens if you get frustrated and then just in your anger you lose your cool and you just give the whole knot a big yank? Now, it's nearly impossible. You could use an undo button, a control Z for life. How many times in a relationship with someone you find that it's become a tangled knot of issues, and instead of patiently working it out, you get frustrated and angry and you yank hard on the knotted mess with your words and actions and turn the tangled relationship into an impossible mess. It would be good to have an undo button. Have you ever broken anything? Ball goes through the window. You drop your cell phone on the concrete and shatter the screen. You wreck your car. You want to be able to hit the undo button. And while it's not good to break physical items, they can be repaired or replaced. There are a lot of things that are worse to break than belongings. It's worse to break your promises. It's worse to break free from self-control, lose your temper, and hurt someone with your words or your fists. It's worse when you break free from self-denial and give in to self-indulgence. It's worse when you give up on God's way and give in to the temptations of the world and life gets broken. Life becomes a tangled mess. Sin tangles up your life into a jumble of brokenness and denials and justifications and regret and anger and guilt and shame and despair. Sin makes a tangled, knotted mess of life. If only you had an undo button. Sin makes life a tangled, knotted mess, but worse than all of that, sin brings death. St. Paul writes in Romans 5, sin came into the world through one man, and death through sin. And so death spread to all men, because all sinned. Death is our great enemy. In this pandemic, the great fear is widespread death. We're warned repeatedly of the dangers of COVID-19. But even during normal times, it seems like each day experts are coming up with something else for us to be worried about in order to stay healthy and not die. When you're young, it seems there's more sense of immortality. There's can kind of lead young people sometimes into risky behaviors because they think they will live forever. The older you get, the more years go by, the more your hair turns gray, you realize that you're not going to live forever. The more death stares you in the face, you know it's coming. Sin brings death. And there was sin in the world even before God gave the Ten Commandments. For indeed, sin was in the world before the law was given. But sin is not counted where there is no law. Yet, death reigned from Adam to Moses, even over those whose sinning was not like the transgression of Adam, who was a type of the one who was to come. Even before Moses received the law, death reigned. Death was king. As Adam ignored God's word and ate the fruit of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil, he tore a gaping hole in the fabric of life and brought sin flooding into the world. He brought death into the world. Adam broke life and turned paradise existence into a tangled, knotted, dying mess. If only Adam had an undo button. What kind of regret and shame and guilt must Adam and Eve have felt having broken life? Adam broke the world. He tore open the curtain that kept evil away. He opened the floodgates of sin and death, and we still daily feel the effects. Hospitals and cemeteries are monuments to Adam breaking the world. Sin and death came through the first Adam, who was a type of the one who is to come. Jesus is the second Adam. Adam broke the world by tearing the curtain and allowing evil to flood into the world. Adam brings sin. Sin brings death. Jesus becomes sin. He enters into death and hell. And he conquers all three, sin, death, and hell. Adam broke the world. Jesus heals the brokenness. Jesus tears the curtain of the temple in two, and the grace of God floods into the world from the throne of God. Jesus undoes sin. Jesus undoes death. Therefore, as one trespass led to the condemnation for all men, so one act of righteousness leads to justification and life for all men. Now, death still has temporary power over us, but the power is limited. Death's power is fleeting. Death's eternal reign is broken. Death is no longer king. Jesus is king and brings eternal life. And Jesus is coming back to raise the dead. If because of one man's trespass, death reigned through that one man, much more will those who receive the abundance of grace and the gift, the free gift of righteousness, reign in life through the one man, Jesus Christ. Jesus tore the curtain in the temple and flooded the world with forgiveness and life. So that as sin reigned in death, grace also might reign through righteousness, leading to eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Jesus is coming back to raise the dead. For the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a cry of command, with the voice of an archangel, and with the sound of the trumpet of God. And the dead in Christ will rise first. Jesus undoes sin. Jesus undoes death. It was not just hitting Control Z and resetting the world. It wasn't easy. It cost Jesus everything. It came at the cost of Jesus' blood, his suffering and death. Adam brought sin and death. On the cross, Jesus undoes sin and death and brings forgiveness and eternal life. How amazing. For this we thank God. and we praise God. We serve Him and obey Him. The world still suffers from the brokenness brought by Adam. Sin and death make life a tangled, knotted mess. Jesus has undone sin. He has undone death. You live in the flood of grace, mercy, and peace flowing from the throne of God out into this broken world, bringing healing and restoration. Rejoice that you live in that flood of forgiveness and love. Thank the Lord and sing His praise. Tell everyone what He has done. Let the forgiveness and love that flows into you from the cross of Jesus overflow out of you to those around you living in this tangled, knotted world of sin. Jesus has undone sin for you. Jesus has undone death for you. Amen. And now may the peace of God, the peace that is beyond understanding, keep your hearts and minds in true faith until Jesus returns in glory. Amen. We rise to confess our faith in the words of the Apostles' Creed.